Hello, everybody. Please allow myself to introduce myself. I'm your host, Captain Marvelous, and welcome to the 102nd episode of I'm Batman, the podcast, the show where I chronologically review each episode of the 1992 Batman the Animated Series. Let's dance the dance they dance in France. Let's get to it. This week's episode is titled Animal Act, original air date September 26, 1998. We start off with Batman and Robin on patrol on a rooftop when suddenly Nightwing shows up. Batman is actually startled and pulls out a batarang. Nightwing says that he's doing his nightly rounds, and Batman tells him that you need to work on your stealth skills because I heard you coming a mile away. Dude, he startled the hell out of you and made you pull out a batarang and get on a ready to attack. Now, I usually defend Batman, but he looks like a dumby here. Robin spots a man in a trench coat climbing an antenna. Batman glides over and tells the man to give up, but he gets punched and falls off the antenna, saving himself at the last minute. The man, who is wearing a trench coat and has a hat, has his face hidden. He starts running, but he's running on all fours. It's a little weird. Robin ties him up with a bola, but the man just breaks loose and tackles the crap out of Robin. Nightwing chases after him as the person is jumping from rooftop to rooftop on all fours. Nightwing smacks the hat off the man, and it's actually a gorilla. A gorilla named Peaches, it seems, as Nightwing seems to recognize it. We cut to the next day at a circus where Dick Grayson and Tim Drake are visiting. There's this weird little clown with a huge hat. A hat almost as big as the foreshadowing here. He walks up to Tim and pulls out a giant flower. Dick tells Tim to smell the flower, and Tim does, and then a bunch of little toy snakes fly out at him, scaring him. Dick proves that he is a dick, and he laughs as the clown leaves. Dick walks by the circus, and it appears to be the same circus that he grew up in. Everyone there remembers him. Dick and Tim walk by Bruno Sammartino as he's lifting weights. That's a wrestling joke for those who don't watch wrestling. Don't worry, if you don't know who Bruno Sammartino is, you're not missing anything. He walks by a fat lady who tells Dick that he's getting fat. Then he walks by a Native American couple throwing axes at each other. Tim tells Dick that it must have been a cool place to grow up, and Dick seems he sees some acrobats and he remembers his parents. Dick sees the gorilla inside a cage and he goes to pet it, but he gets whipped in the arm, and then a sexy woman appears. We know she's sexy because her appearance is accompanied by sexy saxophone like Lana. That's a wrestling joke for those of you who don't watch wrestling. If you don't know who Lana is, then you're totally missing out. The sexy woman is Miranda, who was childhood friends with Dick. After being a total creep to her by pointing out how sexy she is now, so he's like, Miranda, don't you recognize me? It's me, Dicky. And she says, oh my, you've grown. Then he looks at her up and down and says, well, S my D, Miranda, so have you. Whoa, Nightwing! Relax, buddy. So after this, they get to talking. Miranda is the animal trainer at the circus, and she has a real bad attitude for some reason. Probably for the S my D remark earlier. She says she has to get back to work and leaves. The gorilla seems friendly enough, and nothing like the one that attacked them, so Dick just leaves satisfied. Dick is back at home looking through some old photos when suddenly a shadow with two pointy ears shows up behind them, and it's Batman. Batman thinks Miranda is behind the robbery since she has access to the animals and the means and time to train them, but Dick knows that it's not. Batman gets a message from Robin saying that there's been a break-in at a car factory, so Batman and Dick, who gets in his Nightwing costume, leave to investigate. They arrive to find a knocked-out security guard and the door to the place open. They hear a lot of noise and they see something searching through some toolboxes. Suddenly, a giant bear appears behind them and attacks. The other shape behind the toolbox is another huge grizzly bear. So we get to see Batman versus a brown bear, but not Marvel Comics Batman ripoff brown bear, just a regular brown bear. Now, I'm not going to lie, this scene is pretty cool. Batman and Nightwing are getting their butts kicked by the bears. Nightwing throws a barrel at one bear, and the bear jumps on it and actually balances on it. Batman beats his bear by pinning it under a car. Nightwing is getting tossed around by the other bear, and he is about to get killed, but Batman uses a fire hose to make the bear back off. The bear keeps getting closer to Batman, but Nightwing shows up in a forklift, and he lifts the bear up and pins him against the wall. We're at the circus, where the bears are being returned to their cage. Bullock is there, and he tells Miranda he will return for a police report the next morning, and she better have something to say instead of, I don't know. Bullock walks to his car, and that weird clown who tricked Tim earlier is there. The clown starts mocking Bullock by mimicking him. Bullock gets angry and he tries to tackle him, but the clown moves and Bullock falls to the floor as all the circus folk around them laugh. Miranda goes to her trailer and finds Dick Grayson inside. She tells him someone has been messing with her animals and she will find out who. Batman is at Dick's apartment where he has a security video of the bears breaking into the auto factory. They see that the bears are super smart and they know how to open the door. Like, they know the code to open the door, so they're a little too smart. It's late at night, and we hear a familiar voice, an Englishman, and it's that weird clown. He removes some chips from their collars, but he is caught by Miranda. The clown removes his nose and wig, and we find out who he is.
Ha! What are you doing with my bears?
I can't explain myself, said Alice, because I'm not myself, you see.
Who are you?
A lonely wretch named Jervis Tetch, also known as...
the Mad Hatter.
At your service.
It seems the Mad Hatter has used his mind control chips to control animals now, so he uses a boa constrictor to tie up Miranda. Batman and Nightwing arrive later at the circus, and they find Miranda locked in a cage with two lions. Batman and Nightwing get in the cage, and they save Miranda by using a whip and a chair like in the old cartoons. Miranda says that she saw the Mad Hatter go into the Big Top. So inside the Big Top, the Mad Hatter, who looks different now, I like this old design a lot better. I mean, this one isn't too bad. My only problem is that I don't like that he's like 4 feet tall now. For some reason, you know, the old design, he was normal height. And I get it, the Mad Hatter is supposed to be a short character. But if you already established that he was of normal height, why is he now a little person? Anyway, Mad Hatter says that he developed a way to control the minds of animals over great distances, but that he needs to be in close proximity to control humans. At that moment, Miranda ties up Nightwing with her whip, and Bruno Sammartino appears and grabs Batman. Now my question here is, if the Mad Hatter can control animals from great distances, why didn't he just sneak into the circus one night, plant the chips, and then go back to his hideout and control the animals from there, instead of working in the circus as a clown? But anyways, tied up with a whip, Bruno Sammartino, the rest of the circus folk appear, and they're all being controlled by the Mad Hatter. Nightwing and Batman break free and they start fighting the circus folk. Mad Hatter says that it's no use because they can't feel fear or pain. Okay, so I figure that there are two options here. If you can't feel pain, I'm sure breaking a leg or an arm will still incapacitate you, or just knock the hell out of Mad Hatter. Nightwing and Batman, and okay, I started typing Nightwing's name first because every time I wrote Batman and, you know, Batman and Nightwing, I always wrote Batman and Robin, and then I had to delete it and type Nightwing. So anyways, they fight the circus folk, but they're still way outnumbered. A dude who breathes fire appears, and he shoots a flame at Batman. Batman ducks, and the guy burns the Mad Hatter's hat. Everyone snaps out of the mind control, but Nightwing still throws the net over them. Mad Hatter runs away, and he tries to release the gorilla to attack Nightwing and Batman. Nightwing uses Miranda's whip to take the Mad Hatter's hat off and destroy it. At that point, Miranda shows up, and Mad Hatter pulls out a gun. Batman just throws a batarang at it and knocks it off his hands. The gorilla opens his cage and sits on Mad Hatter, breaking his spine and paralyzing him from the waist down. I assume. Because I'm sure having a full-grown gorilla bounce up and down on your back won't do any favors to anyone. Also, we never see the Mad Hatter again, so he's either paralyzed or dead. Because, yep, this is his last appearance in the series. It's daytime, and we're at the circus again, where Dick Grayson and Bruce Wayne are walking. Dick says that Tim, aka Robin, wanted to know what living the circus life was like, so he signed them up to spend a week with Miranda. Bruce asks if Tim is training animals, and Dick says not exactly. So we see Tim inside a cage cleaning the animal crap off the floor, and... then Miranda tells him that he still needs to clean the bear cages. Everyone laughs at poor Tim, who honestly didn't do anything to deserve this. The end. I don't really have any after show notes. Last appearance of the Mad Hatter. And that's really it. There's not much else. So let's move to the Batcave archives.
To the Batmobile. Let's go. Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
Alrighty, the Batcave Archives is the part of the show where we rank each episode we have reviewed thus far. This isn't really a great episode. It's not even like that good of an episode. It's better than the ones we've had for the last 3 weeks, but it's not that good, actually. I like the mystery of it, because if you haven't seen it, you don't really know who the villain is, and the reveal's okay. I mean, Mad Hatter makes sense. It's just kind of a dumb plan. I mean, the creator, Bruce Timm, has said this is one of his least favorite episodes, so there's that. But I don't know, there's really not much to it. I wouldn't rank it way at the bottom like they did the other ones, but it's still nowhere near the top. Looking at the list here, we have at number 80, The Strange Secret of Bruce Wayne, and that's the episode with Dr. Hugo Strange and Joker, Two-Face, and Penguin. I thought they could have done so much with that episode. This one is definitely better. Right above that, we have Love is a Croc. That's the episode with Baby Doll and Killer Croc. That episode is a lot better than this one, so I mean, I guess it's not going over 79. Blindness of Bat, the episode where Batman is blind because of the Penguins, not really that good. Joker's Wild, the Joker Casino. You know what, looking at the list, it looks like this should be somewhere down here. So we're going to put it right below Love is a Croc, right above The Strange Secret of Bruce Wayne. So our new number 80, Animal Act. Alright everybody, that's going to be it for this week. Thank you for listening, and remember, if you have any questions, suggestions, or thoughts on the reviewed episodes, or the show in general, send them to captain_marvelous1@yahoo.com. I've been your host, Captain Marvelous, and remember, no matter where you're from, no matter who you are, we are Dickie!